Yes, today I'm honored to once again be joined by WDSU sports anchor Fletcher Mackel. Fletcher, how are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Welcome back to NBA Panel. It was great seeing you at the Final Four in New Orleans. That was a great experience all around.
It was awesome. Have you been here before? Because I'll say this, New Orleans does big events very well, and I've covered several Final Fours in our city. I think that may have been the best one.
That was my first time at the Final Four in New Orleans, actually, and I didn't want to leave. I'm not going to lie to you. It was so nice down there.
Yeah, no, like I said, tourism is our lifeblood, and so big events are something we do pretty well. So I'm glad you had a good time. Plus, I mean, look, the teams just the Duke North Carolina game was awesome,
yes.
And then to have Kansas and North Carolina in the championship was pretty great too. So yeah, it was a great weekend.
Yes, and have Coach K and have Coach K retiring for that Final Four was ridiculous. It was a perfect storyline.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll definitely be back soon. Definitely got to put that back on the schedule. Just a visit. It's so nice down there. Yes, three-time Sportscaster of the Year. You still put in good work. Tell us about the time at WSU.
It's great. I mean, I just celebrated my 20th year here, so it's good. I cover Pelicans, Saints, LSU, Tulane, all the big events. So it's great to be here. Like I said, 20 years in and still going strong.
Definitely. And back in a little bit, I was on a reference on Coach Wright. Coach Wright and Coach K both retired the same year, which wasn't expected, but that made for a great Final Four experience.
I agree. It was just, look, the last one that we had here was in 2012, and it was also pretty great. It was when Anthony Davis and Kentucky won it all in 2012,
yes.
And it was Kentucky and Louisville and Ohio State. We had some serious, you know, star power and some good teams. Kansas was here in 2012 as well. They lost in the national championship to Kentucky, so to see them come back, you know, Bill Self back again, and they won it all this time. So, again, it was a lot of great storylines and a great week.
Definitely. Yes, the Pelicans, the fans are excited and ready. The home opener was sold out. It was recently announced. It's going to be a great season.
It is going to be a great season. I think that people, it's the most optimistic I have seen people since maybe 08, 09. So back in 07, 08, when the Pelicans were the Hornets, they were coming off a 56-win season. 07, 08, they won 56 games, finished second in the West. Byron Scott was the NBA Coach of the Year. Chris Paul finished second in the MVP voting. Going into the next year, people were talking about them as a legit championship contender, and then they went sideways with injuries to Paul missed 37 games. Tyson Chandler got injured. It was a struggle, and it was rough. But there was still a lot of optimism heading into that season. After the way this team finished, getting into the playoffs last year,
yes.
Zion back happy and healthy, and the guys they got full season of C.J. McCollum, a full season of Willie Green, they got a chance, I think, to make a big jump in the standings.
Yes, definitely. We finished eighth last year with a play-in. Zion looks amazing. I mean, he's lost weight. A lot of people's knock on him was his weight. Could he handle the weight, the way he jumps, and he's so athletic? He's lost weight. This is the best shape I think he's been in his career.
I think this is the best shape he's been in without question since he got here. You know, he obviously was the one year at Duke doing things that looked like he was jumping out of the gym, like he had rockets
right.
in his shoes. And look, he got here, and I think it was that whole off season of, you know, they call it like the rubber chicken circuit, the awards, the draft stuff, and then, you know, we saw the preseason and he looked okay, but then he injured his knee. Well, then he came back and then the pandemic hit. And then the bubble happens and he doesn't play in the bubble. And then his second season, he was in good shape, but not like this. And we saw how historic he was. And then last year with the broken foot. But this is, since he arrived in 2019, this is the best shape that I can remember seeing him in.
Yes. Since CP3, I think Zion is the biggest, I say, face of the franchise that the Pelicans have had. How do you think he's done, like, stepping into that role, even though it doesn't seem like he didn't want that at first, but he's grasping what's in front of him? Because everyone wants to see him. He's selling seats. I mean, he's athletic. He's an athletic freak.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would say we've had, you know, since the team relocated here, three real faces of the franchise. We inherited Baron Davis. He came from Charlotte. Then after that era, it was Chris Paul, and he was definitely the face of this franchise for his 6 years. Great in the community, did some really great things. Then Anthony Davis, you know, I mean, it ended poorly with what he did and how he got out and what happened with, like, LeBron and Clutch basically ordering him to demand a trade. It was just not a great look for – I mean, look, it basically imploded two franchises. Magic got fired. The Pelicans general manager, Del Demps, got fired. You know, players went sideways. It was not great. But Anthony Davis was the face of the franchise for a while. But Zion, I think, is embracing it more now, that he understands the culture. He understands what he means here. And so I think the best is yet to come. And again, look, I'm really optimistic. I think this season could be special for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yes, this team has a roster that is deep and a lot of dogs on the team. I mean, talk about Jose Alvarado. We all know what he's about. Can't sweep. You got to keep on him all the time.
Yeah, look, I mean, he was a guy last year that we didn't even know about at this time. We're like, who is this little guy in training camp? And coaches would tell us about him, and we'd be like, okay. And then, he plays, makes the team. He goes back and forth to the G League. And then by the end of the year, I mean, he's a guy who's D'ing up Chris Paul and giving him fits in the playoffs in a series that goes six. So he's become a little bit of a cult hero here in New Orleans, and people just love him.
Yeah, C.J. McCollum, we all know what he can do. He's capable of taking over games at any given moment, which will help this young team in the playoffs, which he's proven to do already, to help Brandon Ingram with his growth. C.J., I think he's going to be a key factor for this upcoming season.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly. Look, last year he got here, and from his time in February until the season ended, he averaged 24 per game. And I think we're seeing more of C.J. You know, in Portland, it was Dame with the ball in his hands all the time. And C.J. was kind of like the wingman. So C.J. is now going to be the guy. Look, Brandon Ingram can facilitate. We saw Point Zion. But I do think that C.J. is going to be the main facilitator for this team. And I think he's going to embrace – that's something we really haven't seen since maybe his time at Lehigh when he was in when he was in college. So I'm excited to see him. It's more of the focal point.
Yeah, and it shows the team has chemistry with him already because he just signed his extension with no issues, like he wants to be there. And that goes a long way in the locker room and for organization when the player shows that they're willing to sign and come back long term.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I haven't seen here in a very, very long time is the buy-in. You know, Herb Jones and these guys, Herb Jones, Alvarado, Trey Murphy, they live here year-round. Those guys stayed here, worked out here year-round. That before it always seemed like some of these guys had a foot out the door, like, how soon can I get to L.A. or Miami or do I want to be here? Whereas now, C.J. said, I didn't get here by accident. I wanted to be here. You've got Zion signing long-term. B.I., committed, signed here, lives here, wants to be here. And then all those young guys, there's a different kind of buy-in now that we haven't seen here in a long time.
What do you think about small market teams making a comeback? We have Denver Nuggets. We have the Pelicans, which we're talking about right now. And over the last 2 years, like teams that were built for a championship, super teams didn't win a championship. We had to we had to go to State last year. They're just special.
Look, I love it. Like I think Milwaukee winning a championship is good for the league. The Phoenix Suns being in the finals is good for the league. Memphis being good is good for the league. I hate it when it's, hey, we got six teams that we care about. We got, you know, the Lakers, you know, Miami, like,
Clippers.
The Clippers, like, it's all about the big markets. It's kind of like can we get to new, like, I know the Knicks haven't been very good, but it's like, okay, the Nets, and it's just like, look, it can't just be about the six biggest cities. Because the health of your league is not very good. It's got to be bigger and better than that. And so that's what I like about, like, the teams in the smaller markets having success and being, you know, Milwaukee winning a championship, Memphis finishing second in the West last year, Phoenix finishing first in the West the last 2 years and going to the finals. That shows that it's not always about, oh, okay, great, just it's going to be Golden State again. It's going to be, you know, Miami. It's going to be L.A. It's going to be – it's just, like, I just don't like that.
Yes, and Memphis was giving the Warriors fifth for that injury. I mean, they had them on the ropes essentially and that suspension that they received also, one of their main players, they was giving the Warriors problems.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the leeway and the trust that management has put in Willie Green. He's doing a phenomenal job, and the players have bought in completely.
Yeah, they have bought in. Look, so it was a tough road to hoe, so to say, here for basketball because they made some serious mistakes. Look, they kept Alvin Gentry, and I love Alvin Gentry. I'm friends with Alvin Gentry. But right. When David Griffin came in 2019, he probably should have just cleaned house and started over. And he kept Alvin Gentry. It didn't work out. He and Griffin's relationship is fractured now. They go right. Stan Van Gundy, and his look, I think he's a great X's and O's guy from a different generation, but yeah. The young players did not gel or connect with him, and they tuned him out, and they had to move on. But really last year, being a 40-year-old former player less than 5 years removed from the court, it really resonated with these guys, and he's the driving force and backbone why they were able to overcome an 0-12 and then 3-16 start and make it back into playoff contention. So they have a lot of trust and belief in Willie Green.
As they should. Health is going to be a major factor for every team, especially the Pelicans. And in the West, it's going to be a dogfight. Everyone is returning healthy for the first time in a long time. I think health and with Willie Green and Zion getting back in the flow, I think Zion will be back in the flow basketball shape, I'd say, by Christmas. That's the time really see great basketball from everybody. And that may push them into a great seed, like by 4, 6, 5 seed in the West.
Yeah, look, I'll say this. To me, I would like to think the Pelicans could do what the Suns did a few years ago. Remember, the bubble Suns went 8-0. They add Chris Paul, and they go from having not made the playoffs in a decade to the finals. Yeah. I would love to think the Pelicans could make a real championship run. And that would probably be the ultimate, like, chip to get. But I think a big margin of success this year for this Pelicans team would be being free and clear of the play-in, finishing right. 4, 5, 6. If they're in the play-in, I think that would be a little bit of a letdown. I think if they stay healthy with this team, they're good enough to be a 4, 5, 6 seed in the Western Conference when the playoffs start.
Definitely. And you see it all the time. Tell those who haven't been able to catch the Pelicans game, the great environment that's there.
So let me say this. Look, last year when they started 0-12 and Zion was injured, it wasn't a great atmosphere. Right. But by the end of the season, you know, these fans, it was raucous. That play-in game here and then the playoff games and then down the stretch when they were fighting in the regular season and the games are sold out. Look, the Superdome is famous in the NFL as being one of the loudest venues and the Saints fans really get after it. Yeah. And the thing about basketball is here, we've never had sustained success. So the fans become more fair weather when it's like, okay, you go to the playoffs in 2012, then you don't go again until 2015, then you don't go again until 2018. It's always a lot of, in and out, so to say. But when they're in, it's a pretty great environment. And so hopefully this year they're good from jump. And we can see a great atmosphere. That would be great.
Yeah, I think a fast start helped them tremendously, especially in the West. As we just mentioned, health is a big issue. Fletcher, thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure. I'll circle back in the future, in the middle of the season, and see how things are going in New Orleans.
Yeah, anytime. It's great. Always talking to you. Always great.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Yes, that was WDSU sports anchor Fletcher Mackle once again joining me. Catch you next time.